includes mutual funds and IRA accounts. 1-800-STOCK-LOSS will hold your brokerage house responsible for your losses and has a 95% success rate. Get a free consultation. Calls are kept strictly confidential. The consultants will receive their fee only after they recover your money. The time to recover your money is limited, so call 1-800-STOCK, as in stock market, loss, or call 1-800-333-4567. Call now.
The Apple Advantage. The Apple Advantage.
Don't take just any vacation this winter. Make it an Apple vacation. The Apple Vacation Super Sale is on with the biggest savings and best discounts of the year. 4 nights in Cancun at Great Parnassus All-Inclusive Resort and Spa start from only $599.99. Or explore Costa Rica. 7 nights at Allegro Pampagayo start from only $999.99. Both trips include air, all meals, drinks, and more. Plus, with Apple Vacations, round-trip resort transfers are always included. Call Travel Plex American Express at 314-965-2700. That's Travel Plex American Express, 314-965-2700. Prices per person based on double occupancy and charter air on USA 3000 or Frontier for select dates. $2.50 per segment, September 11th security fee, and other taxes and fees up to $152 not included. Restrictions apply. Check bag fees may apply per bag. Please see Air Carrier's website for baggage charges.
Make your vacation special.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You could submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
Once again, it's that great time of the year, Cookies Barbecue time. Whether you're heading out for a game, picnic, or cookout, it's time to stock up on Cookies' mouthwatering sauces and seasonings, including sweet hickory, western style, country blend, or original. If the weather isn't hot enough for you outside, spice up your insides with Cookies' Wings and Things hot sauce, Cookies' premium salsa, or flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. So, try Cookies' award-winning line of sauces and seasonings.
Cookies is the one.
Enjoy the outdoors and bring out the cookies.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Partners and
here.
There's no fun left on
the FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of
menage a trois.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are fun.
It's French.
I hear.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the very middle of the month of November, the November 15th edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by a brand new sponsor, started off as the sponsor for a couple of months for Hebe Jimenez, liked the results so much, they decided, let's just be a regular, real part of that show. We welcome Hackett Security to the show today as a new sponsor, and boy, are you going to learn a lot about security and how important it is, especially today. We got a lot of bad guys and criminals and people out there.
Hey!
And we're going to catch them, or at least prevent them from even coming around. We'll talk about Hackett. We'll at least get started. There is so much to talk about and learn, but we'll get it all started today after we do a round of introductions. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are thinking maybe it's time to get a second opinion on your financial advice, why not sit down with an absolutely free consultation with Mark and Jason? For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
What is the difference between an absolutely free consultation and a free consultation?
Well, sometimes there are strings attached with just a free consultation.
Good point. Yeah. This makes it clear.
Absolutely.
That and it is indeed free.
That was very conversational, too. That was,
yes.
Oh, thank you.
Very
conversational. Thank you, Dan.
Professor.
Tina Dalpiez is not only a really good singer and a woman with a fantastic bust line, but she's just pleasant and sometimes funny and does a terrific Wood Report. And if you missed it earlier, too bad. It'll be around next week. You just have to wait a week. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez. You're thrilled about Hackett coming on board, aren't you? Oh, man, that makes him happy to have a good security company on board. That's Hebe. Bernice is in heaven. You don't have to worry about criminals there. They didn't make it to heaven. Think about that. Bernice lives in some subdivision. No security systems. Because it's heaven, for goodness sakes.
Are you on? Oh, you know what? That's a great...
Rat Boy is going to call Hackett Security and talk to him about a security system to protect his... What kind of cellar?
Cheese.
His cheese cellar.
Oh.
Like a wine cellar?
Hey! He just has cheese in his cellar.
Cheese. He stores cheese. Very expensive, he says. He's got some rare, valuable cheese. Hackett will protect it for you. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yo! Woo! Sponsors Hackett Security. I'm not too big on most slogans or jingles or stuff. In fact, we have one jingle that runs on our station. It's the worst jingle I've ever heard in my life. That's all I can say, and you guys know who it is. And slogans, sometimes they don't mean anything. In this case, Hackett's slogan is, "We're looking out for you." It actually makes sense. I have been to the Hackett Security headquarters, and there's no way that I can describe to you what I saw. Because what I saw, you know, when you watch these CSI shows or you see some movie and they, you know, they enter a special room with a palm print or a thumbprint, and access granted. And they that's exactly how you get into the hat. And then you get in there and it looks like a scene from some movie about the CIA. I have never seen such a sophisticated setup. Monitors that are monitoring monitors. I mean, I watched surveillance of commercial buildings. They showed me a couple of examples. And by the way, they do residential and commercial. In fact, most of their business is residential. But to give you an idea of what they're capable of doing, You know how in some of the movies they'll show a sentry or a guard who walks the perimeter of an area and he has a certain routine and then he'll change it up so that criminals, if they try to know, okay, he walks about 12 after every hour. They have a way to do that with cameras. You can buy a program, subscribe to a program at Hackett. And you literally can say, I want cameras here and here and here and here and here, and I want someone at Hackett to monitor and check those stations every 15 minutes, every hour, twice a night, once a night, go run through the video. It's unbelievable. It's virtually impossible for anybody to get away with anything. But now let's get to what most of you would be interested in knowing, and that is about residential security. I've had a security system in my house for 25 years. The house we had before, I didn't have one. And I think this is, in a way, sort of like telling people about financial advisors like Mark and Jason, because I think people think, well, I don't need a financial advisor because I don't have a lot of money. I think there are people that think, I don't need home security because I don't have a real expensive house and I don't really have a lot of valuable stuff. Well, you have your life. Okay? Is that worth anything to you? And at the risk of frightening people, which I don't mind doing, because the one thing that I have always been aware of is that You never know who's watching your house. You never know when you're going to get hit or how you're going to get hit. And then when it happens, you might think, well, okay, we don't have a security system. So they get in and they get something and we don't have that much. What if they get in and you're there? And then there's a confrontation and there's an encounter. It can get ugly and it can become very sad when somebody literally loses a life because some punk, some thug who needed drug money thinks they're going to get something out of your house and you had absolutely nothing to drive them away. And there are several components that are deterrents when it comes to home security systems. First of all, when they see that the home is secured by Hackett Security, and you'll have signs that say that, and then if they're still dumb enough to want to try to get in, you know, most people go with blaring sirens, and you know, we have this thing where it literally is a voice that says, you know, the police are on the way. Exit this home immediately. I mean, it literally says, "We got you. We know you're in here." And then there's the call to dispatch the police right to your house. Now, for those of you who've never had a security system, you're talking a system, the actual hardware. And then you're talking the monitoring by Hackett. And I think what people don't know, a lot of people, is how inexpensive it is to feel safe and secure. I think they think, oh, this costs thousands of dollars. No. No. It doesn't. You're going to be stunned at how inexpensive it can be. Now, I want to tell you this, too. When you see these national TV commercials for these big-name security people, and they say you can have a security system in your home for just $99. Well, I'm like you. I look at it and I go, well, how can that be? How can you put any kind of decent system and secure a home for $99? You can't. What they're doing is they're going to put one motion sensor, okay, and maybe a keypad, and that's it. That's what you get. That's all you get. There's no security for the other parts of the house or windows or doors or anything like that, and that's how they get you started. Hackett's not going to do that to you. They will tell you, based on your needs and what you want to accomplish, what it'll cost, and to have it monitored by these people with this state-of-the-art equipment is, and I'm going to give you an amount, and I'm don't hold me to it to the penny, but it's something like, for their average customer, 80 cents a day. It's less than a dollar a day. To know that if that system, if anybody breaches that perimeter, that they're notified. Boom! Immediately they know somebody's where they shouldn't be. Now, if you want to get really sophisticated and you want to pick up your iPhone and take a look at your house and go to your computer and check in the backyard, you can do all of that. They can do all of that. They can be as simple but as practical and useful as you want, or it can be as elaborate and sophisticated. They can do all. They've been doing this for over 30 years. So we welcome, and I'm a big fan of protection, self-protection, home protection, and security. So they couldn't be in a better place than with us to promote. And the last thing I'm going to mention to you is, and think about this, and I'm right. I predicted about 3 years ago when this big economic whatever this is hit us that there were going to be a lot of desperate people, and there are. There are people who've never robbed before, but now they're robbing because they're out of work, they're desperate, they've turned to drink or to drugs, now they need money to feed that habit. They're robbing for those drugs, prescriptions in the counter, the kitchen cabinet, they're robbing for money to buy the drugs. You have your criminals who would have been criminals anyway, but then you have a whole new group of criminals because of what's happened with the economy. A guy lost his job. He's desperate. He's going to rob somebody, and he never would have before. And he's not good at it. He's not a professional. And he gets in a situation where there's an encounter, and then somebody's going to get hurt or get killed. Why have to lie in bed and worry about any of that stuff, or worry about it when you're not at home and not at your house? Hackett Security, it's an easy website to remember, HackettSecurity.com, or you can call them at 314-423-4200. We're going to have a lot more to tell you about Hackett, but I seriously encourage you to look into how very affordable it is to have that peace of mind and that security at your home or your business. Hackett Security. Didn't play the gutter helmet jingle a while ago, so I'd like to do that for you now. Here it is.
Never clean your gutters again. You bet, call 8776 Helmet.
Thank you, Bruce. I didn't have the recording ready, and I asked Bruce and the boys if they could duplicate it. Sounded just like it.
Yeah.
It's like the real jingle.
Good job, you guys. You guys are the best.
Oh, man. Gabby Giffords, who watched it last night?
I did not.
Are you serious? How could you not watch that thing? I mean, it was so incredible. Diane Sawyer, who to me is the best when the situation requires someone who seems compassionate and is not going to throw a lot of hard questions. In a situation like this, where it's very delicate, she's the best. I love Diane Sawyer. There's something so soft about her. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? She's just like a,
yes.
I don't know, like a real cuddly sort of...
Easy.
I know. I got a thing for Diane Sawyer. She did a great job with Gabby Giffords and her husband last night. And I'll tell you, I've never seen two people who are crazier about each other than this guy and his wife. And I guess the only thing that bothers me, the good news about it is it calls attention graphically to the chaos and the horror that is created when a lunatic gets access to people the way this guy did and does what he did. What I would like to see now, though, is an hour spent on one of the other victims who's not famous, who's not a politician. Because to me, that person or those people have a greater tragedy. They don't. They're not high profile. They're not going to get paid for a story later on, or an interview in People magazine, or a book's going to be written about them. You know what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. suffer the same thing, and I wish they would just take one of those people and go, let's take an hour-long look at what this person has gone through since that shooting. Somebody not famous, not well-known, but it's the same misery. In fact, sometimes I think it's even more, it's harder, because they don't have that national support system of the people who know who Gabby Giffords is. It was a great, great segment. I've said this before about Bob Costas. I don't think I've ever heard anybody in broadcasting more articulate or anybody smarter than Bob Costas. And he field-dressed Jerry Sandusky last night.
Yes, he did.
He laid this guy out, and he did it in a way that was so brilliant and so smart that even Sandusky's idiotic attorney, this guy doesn't even deserve to be a lawyer. The last guy I would want for my attorney is this guy who allowed Bob Costas and allowed his client to talk to Bob Costas because he just sealed this pervert's fate.
Oh my goodness.
Costas was brilliant. Now, when Bob Costas ask Jerry Sandusky, are you sexually attracted to boys? If I ask you that, Peon, if you ask me that, if somebody said, Frank, are you sexually attracted to boys? In less than a second, if we were face-to-face and you did it, I would probably knock every tooth out of your head. And if we were on the phone, I would say, absolutely not. That is despicable to me. Here's Jerry Sandusky's response. Now, any psychologist will tell you, when you ask somebody a question that should easily be a cut-and-dried yes or no answer, and they come back at you by repeating the question, they're buying time, and there's something weird there. And when Bob Costas says, are you sexually attracted to boys, Jerry Sandusky's answer, quote, am I sexually attracted to boys? Well, and he starts hemming and hawing.
Oh, my goodness.
Right then, guilty. I enjoy being around young boys. I have showered with young boys. I have touched them. Guilty.
Horseplay.
Guilty.
Horseplay.
How about horse SH?
Yeah.
That's what that is, okay? This guy, and when Costas said, this is so brilliant. You have 40 charges, felony charges against you. You have multiple eyewitnesses regarding various despicable acts. How do you respond to that? What do you have to say to that? And he says, I'm innocent. And Costas says, so all of these different charges, they're all lying. And he said, yeah, they're lying. And the way Bob Costas wrapped it up was so great, because he said, well, he says, I'll say this. If you are truly innocent, for all these different people to claim these despicable, that you committed these despicable acts, you must be the most hated or the unluckiest man in the world.
Yeah.
And I thought, holy cow, that
was
because,
good.
Because if you think about it, that's exactly, it's impossible
right.
that this guy is innocent. And the other thing Costa said was, you know, there is a difference between being innocent and being not guilty of what they've charged you with. And so he said, I want to be clear, you're saying you're innocent. And he said, yeah. And I just thought, what a crock. It was the greatest interview
I've ever heard
in my life.
I couldn't believe he was on the phone doing an interview.
And did you see the attorney swallowing and how how uncomfortable he was, because he knew that the way Bob Costas was phrasing the things, the way he was phrasing it, he wasn't accusing him. He never once said you did it. He was questioning him in a way that caused Sandusky to do everything Costas hoped he'd do, and that's fall apart, give all the wrong answers, and not once could the attorney say, oh, Bob, I'm going to have to stop you right there. This is an inappropriate line. He didn't even know what to say. The attorney was completely shut down himself by Costas. Man, it was great. If you missed it, maybe you can go online and find it. It's worth watching. It really was. Just, if nothing else, just to hear this pervert squirming over the phone on the other end. J.R. Martinez, still going strong. Voted for him again last night. Hope you did, too.
I thought he hurt his ankle and
he did.
Screwed up
he
a
did.
Bunch of
things. He twisted his ankle in rehearsal, and then he twisted it again last night.
Is this on...
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing.
I thought, how is he going to make it through this? I can't believe I'm watching this show. But I'm watching it because of him. No, I'm watching it for this guy, true hero who has to win. And we have more, but...
how many are left?
Four. Four. Oh. Yeah. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
By request, and Deborah, thank you for the request, the email. I will do this for you. Because you sounded, well, not sounded, but reading your email, I felt you're hot. You're a hot babe, so I'm doing this for you. Guy's a stutterer, and he's just about had it. He's had enough of it. Unlike McGraw, who has been able to handle it, deal with it, have a successful career, and has been an inspiration to a lot of stutterers, this guy can't deal with it. And he goes to see a specialist, and... He says, I'm tired of stuttering, and there has to be something we can do. And the doctor said, well, first of all, I'm gonna give you a thorough examination, see if we can get to the heart of this as to why you stutter. And I'm assuming, I would imagine, it's tough socially. Your love life is affected by it. And he said, well, to tell you the truth, I a lot of girlfriends, and here's why. And he unzips his pants, and the doctor looks down, and this guy is hung like a stallion. He said, "So that kind of helps me in the romance department, but I'm tired of this." So the doctor runs a whole battery of tests, and when it's over, he sits him down. He says, "Herman, I'll tell you what we found, and I know this is going to sound weird, but as best we can tell, your manhood and the enormous size of your member is causing you to stutter." And he says, well, that doesn't make any sense. He says, I know it doesn't, but I'm a doctor. I'm telling you, we ran some tests, and we think that if you would have a transplant, to have a smaller one, you'd stop stuttering. I'm telling you, there is a connection. He says, where do we get another penis? He says, well, you know, a cadaver, or I'm sure there'd be somebody out there who would maybe volunteer, who would love to be hung like a horse, but you have to agree to the surgery. He says, let's get her done. Let's go. So they schedule the surgery, and Herman wakes up after surgery, and he's coming out of the anesthesia, and he pulls the sheets up, and he looks down, and he's got a very normal-sized penis. And a nurse comes in and says, how do you feel? He said, I feel great, and I notice that I no longer... He says, wait a minute. I'm not stuttering. She says, no, you're not. The doctor was right. There was a direct connection. He said, I am not stuttering. Hello, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Mary had a little... I can't believe it! This is tremendous. So he gets out of the hospital. He's happy. About a month later, he goes to see the doctor. He says, doctor, I am miserable. I am a miserable human being. I hate my life. I have no love life now. I wish I could go back to the way I was. I want my old penis back. I want to be well hung again. I would even put up with the stuttering. Chicks that used to date me, they dumped me. I thought stuttering was the worst thing in the world, but having this little wiener, this is worse. We got to be able to do something. And the doctor said, no, I'm afraid that's not going to be possible.
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Wildland with your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Boy, major delays on all of the highways tonight. First of all, River de Pere is still shut down between Old English Road and Gravois. People are having to detour. If you're going eastbound on Gravois, you have to detour off Old English, follow the subdivision and all the traffic. It'll come out on Seibert Road and then come out on Gravois, and we've got long delays on northbound Gravois. Now, we've got a crash and a stall on northbound 170, and it's all between Ladue and Delmar, and that has the left lane blocked. Traffic on northbound 170 is just jammed up from Highway 40 through Delmar. Now, we've got that earlier accident that had just been moved off to the shoulder on westbound 70 at 370. You've got stop-and-go traffic from 170 through Cypress, and then from 270 all the way out through T.R. Hughes. You do get a couple little openings there. Same thing with westbound 4064. Stop-and-go from Compton through Grand, again from Kings Highway through McCausland, then from Lindbergh all the way out to the Boone Bridge. You're going to have some slow to stop and go pockets there. Southbound 270, that's jamming up from north of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you're slowing from the Murdoch Overpass through Elm. Also on eastbound 270, that's jamming up east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Plus, ask about their $50 cash back offer. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle.
New manager of your St. Louis Cardinals, Mike Matheny. Mike, it's J.C. How you doing?
J.C., I'm doing great.
Weekdays at noon.
Take us into the meeting, the interview with you and John Mozeliak and Mr. DeWitt. And maybe a question that they asked you.
Why would you walk into this room and think that this is something that we should consider you for?
The Big 550.
It was pretty pivotal to define what this role is.
And how did you define it?
I defined it as a leadership position. Somebody who has character, And that's the leadership style that I have, is pouring into people and trying to make each independent person better.
KTRS.
Divorce of business owners or executives raises special challenges in divorce court. In addition to all the emotional distress you're facing, you have to contend with how to keep your business intact through the process.
Cordell & Cordell, principal partner, CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on subtle and sophisticated strategies, such as business valuations, income allocations, and income tax projections. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters. If you're a business owner facing divorce, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. We're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only. Call 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at CordellCordell.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
At Assisted Recovery Centers of America, lives are changed every day.
Being addicted to narcotics is a horrible thing. I know what someone is going through. They're scared, they're nervous, they don't feel they're ever going to come off of it. They're more afraid of being sick than anything. And all I can tell you that with ARCA, you will not be sick. You will be amazed at the treatment. You're handed medication, the medication works immediately, and then you go into the counseling and they will help you with any problems that you have, and you will see other people in there that have had your problem, and they will help you deal with the upcoming things that are going to happen to you. It's the hardest thing, but the easiest thing I've ever done.
Break the grip of drug and alcohol addiction. Discover the amazingly effective combination of anti-craving medications and counseling treatment at Assisted Recovery Centers. Make the confidential call now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. The time is now.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Garden View Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Garden View Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Garden View Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Garden View Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Garden View Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving, and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Garden View Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Garden View Care Center or gvcc.com.
Hey, Trish here to tell you about the best way to improve the look of your home before the holiday guests arrive. Granite! And nobody does granite countertops like Granite Busters. And now's the time, thanks to the Granite Busters End of the Year Special. First off, Granite Busters prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. Plus, you'll get any edge upgrade free. That's not all. Granite Busters is also throwing in a free sink, which is a $350 value. And last but not least, a $225 plumbing hookup absolutely free. Call my friends at Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or go online at GraniteBustersSTL.com. Kitchen countertops, bathrooms, bars, fireplaces, get it done now. Choose from over 70 different stone colors at the huge Granite Busters showroom and then get scheduled and installed within a week. It's the unbeatable end of the year special only at Granite Busters.
Special good with any granite countertop purchase of 50 square feet or more. Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You could submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
For more than 80 years, J.B. Smith Funeral Home has been your family-owned funeral home friend and neighbor. Has been privileged to serve families and the St. Louis community. Both the Maplewood and Fenton Funeral Homes are large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the dignity, understanding, and know your name. To find out what makes us different, go to jbsmith.com That's J-A-Y, the letter B, smith.com for prices and more information. J.B. Smith Funeral Home, celebrate life and cremation services.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Gout. Not a nasty enough sounding word. They should come up with a nastier name. Gout. Like, get out. Gout.
Yeah.
Never had it. My dad had it. It's been around a long time.
Steve Ferret used to have it all the time. Steve Ferret, he's got the gout.
You mean Joe Ferret?
Or Joe Ferret. Steve Mizzarini used to say that all the time. Joe Ferret. Joe Ferret's got the gout.
Do you realize how you just complicated that whole story?
Yes, I know.
By having the wrong name.
Who's got the gout again?
Joe Ferret.
I can't follow.
Yeah. Steve Mizzarini.
You know who's mad at you right now? Mike Evans. He's steaming mad at you right now.
Sorry,
homie.
Got
his report.
You cut into what was already a limited amount of time.
Steaming from you peeing all over yourself.
Going to Southern California, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Start here, ThompsonPrice.com. You will be glad you did. Here is Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
Give it up. Where we start? Oh, boy, there's something wrong with this machine. I don't sound right, do I?
No, it sounds a little muddy, muffled. A little muddy.
Yeah.
We can hear you, though.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Oh, that's much better.
Thank you very much. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the foul-mouthed female star. She's just plain vulgar with her language. Charlize Theron.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hillary Swank. Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
She even got nasty in her name. Shocker, Jerry Sandusky is looking at over 100 years. The judge did not take his passport, though. What's up with that? I mean, there are countries in the world that do not have extradition agreements with the United States. He has his passport. He could just leave and go to one of those countries and never face these charges.
Here's my what's up with question. What's up with the fact that he's even walking around? 40 felony counts, and he's even walking around.
I don't get it. It's bizarre. There are three little publicized movies that are going to get Oscar consideration. I gave all three stars. So if you're looking for a movie to see, St. Louis, you got a lot of these little artsy-fartsy theaters. You can find these movies. They're out now. One, Take Shelter, with Michael Shannon, who appears to be a normal husband and dad, but becomes very paranoid and psychotic during the film. By the way, do you know who Michael Shannon is?
Yeah, he's broadcaster for the Cardinals.
No, that's another.
Oh. It's me, buddy.
Too,
what's going on?
No.
Boardwalk Empire?
Okay, no, I know it well. Watch it every week.
The FBI agent.
Oh, he's the craziest guy I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, he's really crazy when he plays a paranoid schizophrenic on this movie.
Okay.
The Descendant, starring George Clooney, whose wife is in a coma and he has to raise the kids alone and he's clueless. And the other one is Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, starring Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen's older sister, Elizabeth Olsen, who plays a girl who escapes from a cult. All three of these are great movies. Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, The Descendants, Take Shelter. Write them down. Three great movies. More books being released to say that Michael Jackson was a pedophile. Covered Michael Jackson's trial in Santa Barbara. Knew a lot of people that knew Michael his entire life. I think he was weird, but I still don't know that I believe that he was a pedophile. There have been six new songs discovered of Michael Jackson singing with Freddie Mercury of Queen.
Wow.
And they're going to release them next year.
Oh, that'll be good.
TV News, Ben Stiller has signed a big deal with ABC TV to produce TV shows, TV specials, TV movies, Ben Stiller. Lifetime is planning, the Lifetime Network planning a TV movie about the Penn State tragedy. Gee, what took them so long?
Yeah, dragging your feet, aren't you?
Come on, man. Odds and Ends, friends of Robert Pattinson from the Twilight series, say they're very worried about his drinking. Could be an intervention on the way. Billy Crystal says he's already working on his dialogue for the Oscars. He writes ideas down every single day. Dr. Conrad Murray is completely stiffed. His attorneys were supposed to give him the money from that documentary that he did has stiffed them, hasn't given them a penny. And here is the perfect Christmas gift for that woman that you hate. How about Snooki perfume?
Oh.
She has her own perfume line. I think it's called Skank.
I don't hate her. I've never watched. I watched 5 minutes of the thing. I just can't stand her.
I hear her perfume smells like a cross between that chemical you smell when you get in a jacuzzi, vodka, and vomit.
Yeah,
kind of mixed in together.
You're about right.
That's exactly about right. Yeah. And because I am a professional, and finally.
All right.
Name the name of the foul-mouthed female star that's just plain vulgar. Charlize Theron, Hillary Swank, Courtney Cox.
Tina.
I'm going to go with Charlize.
I'm going to go Hillary.
Charlize.
Charlize Theron.
It is Charlize Theron.
Wow.
I haven't seen you.
I like her even more.
Yeah, that makes her hotter.
I want to hear her say some of that stuff to me. Yeah, Mike Evans from
Dirty
Southern
mouth.
California. Brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I was bald at 23, started losing my hair at 19. And while I'd like to say, boy, if there had been the neograft hair transplant system when I was in my 20s or 30s, I'd have been all over that. But then I wouldn't have been because I couldn't have afforded it. I wouldn't have had that kind of money. It's not inexpensive, but to the people who have it done, it is worth it. It's just like, and I'm so glad Tina said this one day, it's just like all the various things that women have done cosmetically to make them look better and feel better about themselves. Well, there are men and certainly women who don't want to be bald. And when there's something you can do about it, something other than all those crude, ridiculous-looking methods like bad toupees and weaves and some things that I don't even understand that go on up there that they do, when there is an alternative, if you can afford it, you jump on it. And that's what a lot of people are doing. It's called NeoGraft. It is FDA-approved. It is the newest and far and away the best. It makes all the other stuff over the years that was done to people, and I say to people because it was literally like a form of torture, cutting plugs out of your scalp, bleeding, scabbing, ripping strips out and like sod and transplanting them. Forget all that. NeoGraft is done one hair at a time. They pull a follicle out, they put a follicle in. They take it from where it's thick, and you can afford to take random hairs, put them where it's thin. They also want you to know that one of the things they do with a lot of their patients at NeoGraft, which is in the Lifestyle Center in Clayton, by the way, is try to help you retain or preserve the hair that you already have. And there are a couple of ways to do that. And there are people that travel from far, far away to St. Louis, because when you go to California, for example, the cost of this NeoGraft procedure can be as much as three times what it is here. They charge, it's not a joke, $550 per hair, per follicle. So the average expense is $8,000 to $12,000 per customer. You need to at least take a look at it. You got nothing to lose by just taking a look at the NeoGraft process. You can start at this website, NeoGraftSTL.com, located in the Lifestyle Center in Clayton, under the direction of Dr. Richard Moore. It is a pretty amazing process. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested, and I think you might be, NeoGraftSTL.com.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, things are looking a little bit better on westbound 70. You've got things cleared up past the airport. You still have some stop-and-go traffic from about the plant, or excuse me, from about Highway 270 out to Zumbel, and then things start opening up and making a better ride out towards T.R. Hughes and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. But eastbound 70 at the Spencer Overpass, you've got a stalled tractor trailer that is blocking the center lane, and traffic is backed up just a little bit east of Highway 79. It looks like westbound 40 is still still stop and go Kings Highway through McCausland, Spady, out through Mason, and some slow pockets from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, the traffic is hockey traffic, and you're jammed up from Clarkson through Mason, McKnight to Big Bend. And something that might have affected you, Tina, but it's been fixed. The traffic lights were on red flash at Mugi and Old 94, and as folks were exiting off of 364, you had about a three-quarter of a mile jam up. That is starting to thin out now. Southbound 170, you're still jammed up approaching Page down through Highway 40, and on northbound 170, it's jammed from 40 up through Delmar. And this report is brought to you by Garmin. Give a Garmin. Someone you know needs one. Give them a Garmin Nuvi with free lifetime map and traffic updates. Limitations apply. Get all the details at Garmin.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Announcing no closing costs.
I'm Joe Nevins, president of Smart Wholesale Lending. When we say no closing cost, we mean no closing cost. Not a little, not a lot, none. The Smart Loan from Smart Wholesale Lending. A rate in the threes and no closing cost. That means you can save on your interest and pay absolutely nothing. Plus, with the Smart Loan, you'll make no payments until next year. Call Smart Wholesale Lending today at 314-821-9898. That's 821-9898. We know refinancing or buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. At Smart Wholesale Lending, we understand that. It's our promise to make sure you get the best mortgage possible. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until next year, it's never been easier to save you money. Call today at 314-821-9898. That's 821-9898. Or go online at smartwholesalelending.com. That's the power of neighborhood. That's the power of Smart Wholesale Lending.
All of your hopes and all of your dreams and all that you need to help you succeed is smart.
NMLS number 257970.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Find 50% off great holiday gift specials for everyone on your list at Kohl's this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Kohl's, expect great things.
Just check my schedule to see if I'm available to come in and do this show again tomorrow. And yes, I have nothing going 3 to 6.
Good.
So, you guys be here?
Yeah.
All right. We'll all be here. Thanks to Dr. Howard Wright. You were a fantastic.